Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, bit of a special podcast today as we catch up with George Fisher. And I asked her what it's like being part of the Next Gen London Mavericks squad.
Honestly, it's awesome being part of the Mavericks Next Gen squad. I think had that not been there, I don't know where I would see myself this year. It's been amazing kind of being in the environment and being able to still be involved in netball and kind of get myself back onto a court. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Has the Next Gen League allowed you maybe a bit of a better time between life and the sport balance than previous?
Definitely. I think personally my views on the Next Gen is that it's awesome. I think that it's bridging that gap between the younger girls where you kind of get to that 21 age and it's like you sort of look at where you're at and you're like, right, what do I keep going? Do I stop? It's kind of bridging that gap. And I guess especially in like the Mavs team, I know that we've got a couple of teachers, some people are working time, got some physios, and it's amazing. So I work full-time as a netball coach, which is amazing. Like, I'm absolutely loving it. My partner and I have managed to start our own business. So it's really nice to sort of be able to play and train and get the benefits of gym and everything you get with a next-gen team, being Mavericks, but then also being able to focus on working and building something else outside of that. So, yeah, it's really cool, actually.
It's only fair that I allow you the chance to give your business a plug.
No, so my partner and I have opened Out the Box Sports. So we just offer like netball coaching, so one-to-ones or group sessions and drop-ins and stuff like that. And then he plays basketball, so he also offers basketball stuff. So there's the plug. Thank you very much for that. Lots of things coming up soon, lots and lots of things in the pipeline. In August, I've got lots of summer camps in the pipeline from Norfolk and Surrey all the way through to sort of Hertfordshire and up to Hemel. So they're the ones we've got in at the moment, hoping to obviously chuck a couple more in there, but lots of things in the pipeline, so it should be really, really good.
That's and can
really
we cool. find out more online by any chance?
Definitely from our website. So yeah, so we've got Out the Box Sports, and then if you just like type that in online, it should come up with us and all of our camp dates and one-to-ones and time frames and stuff like that. So yeah, you can find us there or on socials as well.
Lovely. Let's get back to Next Gen now that you've got the plug out of the way. I'm often seen in teams as well. It's a nice mix of the experienced ex-Super League players as well and players that are new to the league. In some ways, I suppose, does it remind you when you first started playing in Super League?
Definitely. And I think sort of, especially in Mavericks, we've got some of the younger girls, like in regards to Timmy, who's I think she's 15, which is wild. You've got Neve 17, Grace is 17, and it's really nice kind of having them girls come in. And it's weird because I do see myself in some of the girls when I was younger, and there just wasn't really that bridge back then. Sort of, I feel like when I was kind of thrown into that Super League environment and had a lot to learn, whereas I think having the experience of some of the girls that have played Super League, it's really, really good for them young girls start to learn expectations, I guess, even if it's little things like nutrition after training or being on time or putting in the extras and sort of, you know, that sort of hard conversations and professional conversations of, no, this isn't good enough, this is what we expect and stuff like that. But also going out onto court and playing people that had that Super League experience, obviously that's where all the girls want to go. So they're playing girls that have had that, and that's sort of a benchmark for them, I guess, to sort of be like, I'm an awesome player, and this is, you know, these girls probably aren't playing Super League for whatever reason they're not, but also that's where I want to be. So it's nice for them to have a benchmark against players like that.
And it's a great standard as well, isn't it? I spoke to Mel and Catherine the other week, and just Mansfield v Mansfield was one heck of a game if you'd been there in person.
Definitely. I was playing in the Mavericks versus Bath game, and it was very, very, very stressful. Extra time, lots of emotions running. But they are really, really good games, honestly. And the speed is there, and so is the flair. So I think they're really cool games to watch. You're seeing players that they're maybe not maybe Super League right now, but they're normally under 17 England, and they're kind of in a couple of years will be the players that you're going to pay and see on the big screen. So it'd be really awesome for people to come and watch them now and see that growth as well.
Are you finding that there's good crowds for the games? Obviously, they're often as double headers as well. So are people turning up early?
Definitely. People may not be there necessarily for the start of the game. People are starting to filter in sort of halfway through, and they're getting that exciting part of the game where, especially at Mavericks, all of our games are so, so close, whether we win by a couple or whether we lose by a couple. So crowds are definitely coming in. And that's good. Like, I think even the Super League this season, you want games to be tight. You want to go into a game not knowing who's going to win or it being a certain outcome. So it is very, very exciting. And the league is tight. It literally could go anyone's way on the day.
And you're obviously still really enjoying it and maybe keen to be part of things as well next season. Go on.
Definitely. I'm a nightmare. Because at the beginning of the season, we didn't know whether I was going to take to court at all. And Mavericks kind of took me on saying, right, let's get you there. And we've got me there. I've gotten back to a court. I've gone up to playing three quarters a game. And now I'm like, I want more. So I just love it. I love playing. I love being in the environment. And I think it's just an athlete's mentality to always want more. Nothing's ever enough. You don't want a ceiling. You just want to keep striving for more and more. So definitely, I want to be playing more, doing more, training more, all more.
Oh, fantastic, George. Really good to hear you. Speak soon, and thanks again for your time.
No, thank you for having me.
Hi, it's Mickey Austin here.
Next Gen has given us some really great games this season so far, isn't it? A lot of them being played ahead of the main Super League fixture that week. I've been speaking to Claire Elsley, Team Bath great, let's be honest, about what she's making of the Next Gen League so far.
I think it's really good that the Next Gen League has kind of been introduced this year, and I think it's given a real platform for the athletes to perform on and has also given them a pathway, especially in the Southwest, to showcase their abilities, which gives them the opportunity to be picked up into Super League or other franchises, which may not have been the case had that pathway not have continued to evolve. From the games I've been at, the crowd have been brilliant. They've been amazing. And Bath especially has always had that amazing community. So there's always been a really good following from the whole of the Bath community. And when the franchise was lost, I think that community tightened. And when we found out there was going to be the Next Gen, community has pulled together in a way that Bath only does. And there has been a huge presence at all of the games, whether they be in Bath or Bristol. People have really pulled together. It's been full, like it always was with the Super League games. People are bringing their families. The kids have still got role models to aspire to be like. And so in some ways, it's really pulled a community together and shown us just how important the franchise in the Southwest is and hopefully will continue to be. It's just a shame that those Next Gen athletes that are up and coming under 19s and under 21 athletes don't really have anywhere to filter into at the moment. And that's a bit of a gaping hole in my opinion.
And I asked her how competitive she thinks it is.
The games I've watched have been incredible. The Bath Thunder game was level with literally a second to go. Thunder put the ball away and won it by one. But it was just what we see at Super League. And in some instances, I think that Next Gen game is better than some of the Super League games I've watched. It was physical. It was hard fought. The intensity was just incredible. Yeah, and it's just been a really good platform, like I say, for those kids to kind of evolve on and make their mark. And the atmosphere's always been really good as well. The only thing I would say is that the social media from the National Super League could really do with kind of notching up a fraction. The franchises themselves have been doing a really good job of promoting the events and the matches. So in terms of the franchises, I think they've done really, really well. But there's nothing coming from the National Super League. So it doesn't really feel part of the Super League. It just feels like an add-on. And I think if we really want to see this as kind of one competition with our age groups coming through the pathways and entering into the franchise and into the Super League, I think the National Super League needs to do a better job of promoting this Next Gen League. So introducing who the players are, because there are going to be our new athletes that are coming through. And as you see in Thunder, you've already seen some of them come through on the big stage. So it'd be nice for some of those Next Gen athletes to get some promotion, and rightly deserved. Some of them have already played in Super League and there haven't been spots for them this year. So it would just be nice to have a few more player profiles, so we get to know who they are.
What did you make about some of the big names that are still playing as part of it?
I think it's been amazing that some of the big names are still playing in the Next Gen. Jade Clark, for example, it was lovely to catch up with an old teammate and a good friend after the Next Gen game against Thunder. And I think that having players like her in the league really inspire those, and it gives real credential to the league itself. So some of them coming through might have just thought, well, what is this league? What does it actually mean? What does it stand for? When you've got players like her that have got probably some of the most capped players in the world, that says a lot about the league. And I think that gives it, like I say, a little bit more credential in terms of those players coming through. I think that's been a real highlight. So it'd be a shame to kind of not have those players with, you can have those, is it four players in the team that can be more experienced than some of the youngers. So I think that mix does a really good job of kind of attracting players to franchises as well.
And what does Claire think about paying for those next gen games online?
I have been really surprised this year, if I'm really honest, that you have to pay to watch the next gen. I actually can't believe that. And I do feel that moving forward, there needs to be, even if it's not every game, I feel like some of those games should be free to watch so that people and a wider audience can watch these franchises play and these up-and-coming athletes play, and they make a name for themselves that way. Because I haven't paid to watch the Next Gen League, and I have no intention of paying to watch, but I do go and watch their games live, which is more appealing to me. But, you know, that's a really difficult one. So I would say that's something that probably needs addressing, if I'm honest, or looking at, certainly.
Would Claire make any changes?
In my personal opinion, there is also definitely room for an under 21 league that sits alongside the next gen. A lot of kids this year will be coming out of the under 19s and are going to drop out. It's going to be a massive drop-off rate, and then we're going to lose them out of the system. And this is a huge gap that I feel just needs to be addressed and needs to be done as a matter of urgency, because some of those 19s players are just phenomenal, but we haven't got ability to put them in all the next gen leagues. So where do we go? That big hole. And we're going to lose those athletes. And I just feel like that's something that really does need to be addressed, because we need to hang on to those 19s, because they're the ones that are going to be filtering through into the 21s, but not necessarily ready for the next gen right now, because there's only such a small cohort that ever go into that. So I think that's something that needs to be looked at. I think it's something that needs to be added. But I do feel like the exposure of the next gen this year has been good from the franchise perspective. It would just be nice to have the Super League give a little bit more exposure themselves. That will make it more professional, and it will make it seem like the junior leagues and the junior NSL leagues are sitting alongside the National Super League. And if we're going to professionalise the sport, let's do it at all levels. You know, the streaming quality of some of the National Super League games this year have not been great, considering we've gone professional. I think that needs addressing. But the fact you've got to pay for the next gen games, I think, is a pretty big ask. So I don't think we've quite got it right yet, but I think we're doing a good job. And it's going to be a steep learning curve. We always knew the first couple of years into it was going to be a learning curve. But I think what will end up as the end product will be fantastic. But there are a few tweaks, in my opinion, that need to be made. And I think introducing the under 21 league is one of those. And I think that we cannot afford to lose so many kids out of the system, because we just haven't got anywhere to put them for the sake of just creating an under 21 league. And then we've got more athletes that can filter into the next gen and potentially into the Super League later down the line.
Claire told me how much she's enjoyed this year's next gen.
I've really enjoyed the next gen stuff this year, and I will continue to support Bath. The girls have been amazing. It's been a real honour to watch them play and to watch our next generation of athletes coming through. And the most important part of that is that we need a franchise now in the Southwest to help them feed into. We've proven this year with the results they've had that we deserve to have one. So we shall keep fighting until the Southwest proudly have their own franchise back. And our kids have got something to filter into later down the line.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.